Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a very special treat for you. We're joined by Byron Cage. He is a recording artist that has not only been able to inspire individuals, but I think helped to kind of become the voice for a lot of individuals when it comes to what they're going through in life. Many refer to him as the Prince of Praise and Worship. He's here to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but also his brand new project, Memoirs of a Worshipper. Byron, thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us today.
Yes, thank you, Cyrus. How are you?
Doing really well. I want to say congratulations to you on the album. I bought it myself on Amazon.com and was writing reviews of the singles today. And I think, you know, people, you know, they always look to you, Byron, for that, I think, for those words that sometimes we feel like we don't know ourselves to say. What does it feel like for you, Byron, to have had the career that you've had where people do resonate so much with your words?
You know, it's humbling, and I'm just very thankful to have words to say that, you know, God gives me in my time, especially my time of worship and prayer before Him. He'll give me music and songs and lyrics that I pray will touch His people and also bring them closer to Him, that no matter what's happening in life, no matter what circumstances are surrounding them, you know, our faith and our belief system in God and Him and His ability to bring us out really is the message that I always try to put forth. That's what Faithful to Believe really was all about. I wrote that song and that album at a time where people were really going through a recession. It hit real strong and people were losing their homes and losing their jobs. But I wanted them to be faithful to believe that God was able. But now this record, Memoirs of a Worshipper, I really wanted to make everything vertical now. I wanted everything to be centered about around God and around Christ and His goodness and how worthy He is. And because He knows what we stand in need of, the Bible says, before we ask Him. So I think that's where that motivation comes from.
Yeah, and we're going to be listening to the single, Byron, You, from the new project here in a moment. You know, I want to talk about the you know, how, as I mentioned, people refer to you as the Prince of Praise and Worship. And as I said, you are, when you're looking for those words to say, it seems like, and to be in your spirit, people look to you. When you think about that, when did you know that you had been given this gift? Because God has given us all gifts to be able to use. When did you realize what that gift was for you?
Well, it was a little younger. I had to have been a teenager, and, you know, I started out playing the saxophone, and I cut my lip on the inside, so I couldn't blow like that anymore. So, you know, my mother heard me playing at the piano one time, and so she said, I think you have a touch for the piano, son. So she bought me an acrosonic upright piano, and I started to learn how to play by ear before I went to school for it. And right there, I started to write my own little songs, but it probably was around 17, 18 when I wrote my song for graduation that I knew that God had given me a special gift.
Yeah. Did you ever feel, especially as you look at the impact, you know, you have tens of thousands, of course, that follow you on the social networking sites, Byron. You have these people who go out and you know, purchase your music in its various forms or attend programs where they can see you. Has it ever felt overwhelming to you, what the opportunity that you have, but also the responsibility that comes with it?
Oh, absolutely, because first of all, I'm thankful and humbled that God chose me to do that. And the kind of schedule that you have to keep, it can be grueling at times, but I never want my tone to be that of complaining. It may be I'm tired, I'm a little exhausted, but it's never that I'm not thankful for the opportunity because, you know, He really could have given it to anybody else. And I'm just thankful to have been the vessel that He selected to be here during this time.
For those that are just tuning in either on the radio side of our program through 92.3 or online through blogtalkradio.com or through dcnowradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Byron Cage. He is a remarkable individual, I think, who is doing extraordinary things through the gospel. And one of the things, of course, that we're talking about here is this ministry of music that he's been privileged enough to have. Memoirs of a Worshipper is the new project. We're going to be listening to a single from it here in a moment. You know, I want to talk about the response, Byron, for a moment, because I'm one of those people, like me, the others, who, you know, who not only am inspired by the words that you say and that are put to music, but the way that it's said. It's very clear when someone listens to you that this isn't just something someone wrote for you. This is something that you feel. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to share your, not only your relationship with God, with the world, but also to help them to know that they can have that same thing.
You know, the, one song in particular on the new record is, that I wrote called You, and if anybody really wants to know kind of where I've been and things that I've been dealing for the last couple of years while I was preparing for the recording, that song right there really says so many things. It just talks about with all my soul, with all my mind, and with my body I present the sacrifice, forgetting things which are behind. I'm reaching toward the one whose love I can't deny. It's because of you that I have joy amidst the sorrow, for you and only you will help me face tomorrow. Those are very real lyrics to me. It's not, you know, I got up and I ran across the street. No, this is just very deliberate in my intent to tell God that my total reliance and dependency is on him. You are the reason I'm here. I got that one sign that said, I asked you why you did it, and you said you loved me, and you never changed your mind. He does not change his mind about the love that he has for us. And I think that in my worship time especially, I sense that more than any other time when I'm alone with him, and he can share with me, and I poetically put back together in music on what I'm expressing and what I'm feeling.
Yeah. You know, Byron, you know, you talked about, of course, how the music that you have been privileged enough to put out really speaks to people where they are at various times. And I think, you know, there are people who are still so full of fear. And fear is, I think, one of the emotions that cripples us in so many different ways, but especially when it comes to our relationship with God. What do you normally say to people when it comes to what you have been able to go through and come out of? In relation to fear, what do you say to them about what is possible for them?
Well, first of all, I want them to acknowledge that fear is very real. It is something that is out there. You know, people say, no, we don't have the spirit of fear. Yes, we do. The Bible just says God didn't give it to us.
Right.
So fear, I try to always make sure that I combat anything that is contrary to what God's promises and his words are for our lives as believers, that no matter what happens, how it feels or how it looks, if we trust and we believe God, the one that died for us, if we believe that he got up for us, then he's going to get up in our situation and he's going to work everything out for his good pleasure. And that's what I say to people all the time, that don't be fearful to the point to where you're panicking and you're doing things that you know that God would not want you to do. And you know, the perfect example, I was at the 7-Eleven, and the lady gave me too much change back. I gave her a 20, and she gave me 24. Well, that money wasn't mine.
Right.
You understand? The honesty of it is I gave it back to her, and because that's the right thing to do. And whenever you do the right thing, I think the Lord is always going to, even if you're challenged right now, he's going to always make the way out of no way for his people.
Yeah. You know, another area I want to mention real quickly before we get into the single, Byron, is our youth. You know, there are many who are concerned about the upcoming generations, as I think they are, you know, every cycle of young people that are coming up. But, you know, there are so many things, I think, that are distracting to young people. There's so many different devices out there for them. As far as what you have been able to do through your music as well, what has it been like for you to know that your music is not, and I think I said this on my review on Amazon, your music is able to not only reach people where they are, but it's really no respect of persons either. I think people of all ages can relate to something that you are singing about. What has it been like to be able to use your music that way to reach these generations that may be in danger and also need that help?
Well, you know, as I get older now in the industry, and this is my 9th CD, and I've been in the industry professionally now for 20 years as a recording artist, and to remain relevant for all ages is always challenging. But I think what I try to do is, though the methods of sounds may change now, even in the gospel, some of the sounds are changing, as long as the message stays the same, I just always try to stay in tune with what's happening, keep my ear to the wall. I want to know what the young people are listening to. And then, of course, I know the seasoned saints. I know the kind of music that they like. And this time around, a couple of the songs on there really like Great and Mighty Is Our God, and You in particular, they have more of an acoustic guitar rock kind of sound to it.
Right.
And I know that that's going to appeal to some people as well. So I'm just really thankful and blessed that I am not closed-minded when it comes to music. There's certain music that I don't care for. I don't care for music that degrades people and curses and all that. I'm not into that. But
right.
I do listen to different genres of music as well, just to see, you know, what people are listening to.
Exactly. Well, one example of that, as you mentioned and I mentioned, is the single You. It's from your new project, Memoirs of a Worshipper. Here's Byron Cage with You. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
With all my mind and with my body, I present this sacrifice, forgetting things which are behind. I'm moving toward the one whose love I can't deny. It's because of You that I will thirst no longer, 'cause You and only You have satisfied my hunger. Just knowing that You love me so, to give Your only Son, to give me life. Never change. You're mine. even more than I did yesterday. Come on, sing it, Joe. Anybody love more today? Even more than I did yesterday. Sing it one more time. Do you love him? Not me. Do you love him?
That was Byron Cage with You from his new project, Memoirs of a Worshipper. We actually have the privilege of speaking with Byron today. He's taking out some time with us to talk about the journey and also the album. You know, Byron, one thing about that song and what I think is so respected about you is that even though you are the vessel, and I think you alluded to this earlier, you were very quick, as you did in that song, to make it clear that this was not about you. As you think about, though, the gift that you have been given and the opportunity that you have been having to literally change people's lives, what do you hope we all understand about the gift that all of us have? Because I think, you know, in our own way, we all carry a gift. What do you hope we can appreciate about that gift?
Well, just simply the fact that God has so uniquely created all of us very different. Your gifts and your talents, of course, are in radio and ministry that way. And somebody else's gifting is in teaching, and someone else's gifting is in the creative dance. Someone's gifting is to be able to sail. And I just say that the best thing that you can do is whatever your gift is, if you offer it back up to God, seeking first his righteousness, his kingdom for your life, everything is going to be added to you. That's what the Bible says. So that's why I love the different gifts and hearing the different instruments play. And I don't have a jealous bone in my body on anybody's gift because I realize God has given me my own and my own voice to be able to speak for.
All right. Again, there you have it from Byron Cage, an individual who is not only living in his purpose, but sharing an amazing ministry along the way. Memoirs of a Worshipper is the new project. It's available now at your favorite place to buy music. If you're an Amazon person like I am, you can get the entire album for $11. Or you can get that single if you just want to get that single and put it on repeat. You can also get the singles individually from there as well. Byron, go ahead and give out your website and let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you that way as well.
Absolutely. I'm a Twitter king, so I'm on Twitter all the time, Real Byron Cage, or you can look me up on Facebook, Byron Cage, or you can go to ByronCageOnline.com.
All right. Well, Byron, thank you so much for taking out this time. I know you've been having a very busy schedule, so we appreciate you making the time for us, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you as well. You're more than welcome. We're going to take a break and continue on with our radio side here of the program. If you're listening to us through blogtalkradio.com as well as through dcnowradio.com, I'll be back with you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast with more of our program. You listen to us here at 92.3 FM.
Cassandra, what's wrong with you?
I guess I'm still reeling after that crazy date.
I told you you're wasting your money on that dating service. What was that last one saying?
Richard.
Yeah, the one who asked for a loan after 2 weeks. And then there was Doug the crackhead.
Former crackhead.
Right, somebody put that crack pipe in his briefcase. Really, Cassandra?
In Al Rico Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband. And she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com.
Visit Married in the Nick of Nine.
All aboard!
Are you tired of sitting around thinking of your next move? Do you have a talent or gift and not sure what to do with it? Have you been looking for a platform to share your gift or talent? Then you've come to the right place. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm inviting you to the 2012 Fashion, Beauty, and Beyond Dare to Dream Cruise. is coming up October the 14th through the 21st. Come support or get involved in the film festival, the pageant, or even the mini workshops, which include acting, modeling, photo shoots, writing tips, branding your business, singing, and so much more. If you want to get away while continuing to network and market yourself, then this is the cruise for you. Not only is this 7-day Caribbean cruise for aspiring go-getters like yourself, but open to everyone just looking to enjoy themselves and have a great time. Cabin prices start at only $699 per person, with the chance to win free room and board as well as a photo shoot. So come and make some memories on this pleasurable getaway. For more information, go to the website www.d2dcruise.com. Again, that's www.d2dcruise.com or email info@d2dcruise.com. Again, that's info@d2dcruise.com. To make your deposit or to ensure that you keep these prices, make sure you call Royal Caribbean Groups at 1-800-465-3595 and hit option 3. Again, that's 1-800-465-3595 and hit option 3. And mention group number 181-0114. Again, that group number is 181-0114. If you dare to dream, then you'll be there as dreams do come true. We want to once again thank gospel recording artist Byron Cage for being with us today, an amazing individual who's using his gift and living his life on purpose, as we talk about so much on this program. If you missed any part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast a few minutes after we go off the air here. And remember, you can always catch up with us here on conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, our podcast at dcnowradio.com. You can always catch the exciting interviews there. Again, go to www.dcnowradio.com to stay in contact with all the great interviews that you missed. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.